if the wind is from this direction, you say that it's
coming from the north.
And a wind halfway between north and east, you'd call a
north, east.
And between north and west?
North, west.
And west and south?
South, west.
And east and south?
East, west.
East and south.
East, south.
Uh-huh. And if the wind had been weak and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say that it's
rising.
Okay. And you'd say, if you had some clothes on the line and you go out and you see them down, you'd say, well, the wind must have.
Blows the clothes off the line.
Okay. And say if you had a piece of furniture that didn't fit exactly in the corner. You had it sort of diagonally, so there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner. You'd say the furniture was sitting
off from the wall.
Did you ever say cattywampus or kitty corner or Annie Goblin?
No.
Did you ever hear any of those?
No. That's my remember.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have
streetcars.
And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I
want to get off.
And in Jefferson County, Beaumont is the what of Jefferson County?
Oh, Beaumont is what, yes.
It's where they have the courthouse and everything. You'd say it's the
business section.
Did you ever say the county capital or county seat?
County seat would be fine. Just, I might say the business section. County, a seat would be nice.
And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal?
A government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain?
Peace.
Or? You're supposed to obey the
laws.
Uh-huh. And so the police are supposed to maintain law.
Restriction.
Uh-huh. Law, what order?
Enforcement.
Uh-huh. Someone, a politician who wants the police to get tougher, says that he's for law. What order?
Of the land.
Uh-huh. We're talking about order and law. You say.
Peace?
Uh-huh. Or you're for
peace?
Uh-huh. Well, you could say peace and order, or you could say you're for law
and order.
Say the whole thing. You're for
law and order.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were
hung.
And you say the man went out and what himself?
Hung.
And something that you do every day, if I asked you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I do.
Eat?
Uh-huh. If you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Does he eat like that every day?
Okay. And you say, I don't smoke, but he
does.
You say, well, I don't know if he did it or not, but people
say he does.
And you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not
sure.
And I might ask you if you know a person. You might say, no, I don't know him, but
I do.
I what of him?
I know of him.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say you heard tell of him?
Yes, I've said that.
How would you say that?
Well, you tell him about somebody, I said, oh, yes, I heard tell of him.
Uh-huh. And there was a loud noise, I'd ask you, did you
hear the noise?
And say, if you wanted to know why someone did something, you'd say, well, what?
What?
Did you ever say what make him do it or what makes him do it?
I said, why did he do that?